Blog Talk Radio.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Had as much of you as I can take. I'm so done, so over being afraid.
Johnson, and welcome to the Focus Factor, where we motivate a movement, oh my God, and empower you to soar to be the best version of yourself. I am excited today. I just got off a powerful call that just encouraged and inspired me, got me moving. Again, I'm your host, Stacey Johnson. I'm the founder of Women of Vision Global Network and the Focus Factor, and I'm going to introduce my co-host to you, and that is Tiffany Hunter. Tiffany, are you on the line?
Hey, everyone. Yes, I am. How are you?
Good, good. And she is the founder of Next Personal Growth and Development. Before Tiffany and I get into this intense conversation, let's talk about our house rules before we get started. This is an open floor, so everyone will get an opportunity to say their piece. We just ask that you be respectful to each other's opinions. Everybody is entitled to their opinion, whether we agree or disagree. So we want to provide a safe place to communicate. We don't want to get political. We don't want to bash. This is a judge-free platform. We're here to basically encourage you, to inspire you, and empower you to live your best life and to be the best version that you can be of yourself. Now, check this out. We want you to call in. Please call in and speak your truth, because your truth is very important. The call-in number is 516-595-8287, or you can go to the chat, which is Women of Vision Global Network Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to go ahead and get started. So last week, we entered into a new topic, and we're talking about pursuing the processes, not process, but the processes of a true, or the processes that birth, that birth true personal transformation. That was pretty heavy last week, and we never really finished up a topic. So this is like part two, pursuing the processes. Sometimes we always want to pursue the purpose, or we want to pursue the destiny, or we want to pursue the blessing, but nobody really talks about the pursuing the processes, what it really takes to get to the next level. So we played with a little words last week, Tiff and I, and we talked about transformation. And transformation, I looked up, is a thorough or dramatic change in form or appearance. And then we talked about what a process looks like. And a process or processes is a series, check this out, a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular goal. So how do we pursue process? How do we, because we talked about last week, and then right, Tiff, all processes don't feel great. I don't ever remember going through a process that I liked or felt good, or I was excited about something really changing in my life. I knew it had purpose. I knew it was for my growth, but sometimes change is not always comfortable. And we talked about embracing where you are, no matter what stage of life that you're in, and to analyze the events that have occurred to make the necessary adjustments. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. So, Tiff, come on. Let's continue that conversation, because some of our talking points, and let's just reiterate a little bit, and I think you hit a lot on reorganization and what that is, reorganizing. Mm-hmm. And why is it so important now that we have been through some things to reorganize either our life or our mental state, just to understand the process?
Mhm. That's good. And we sure did get to that, and to answer that, it's important because, I mean, you know, reorganization is also a process of, well, the action or process of changing the way in which something is organized. And when things are different, or, you know, there has been, you know, some dramatic changes, because when you hear the word transformation, it said it's dramatic. So when something has changed completely and no longer is in the same state that it was or different, then we have to be willing to reorganize things out of the ordinary. We have to be able to reorganize things differently to work well and flow together with those changes, so that there is no collisions, there is no even going backwards to that same state. And that's why reorganizing to a change is good. You can't do those. The whole idea is not being able to, not even not being able to, but the whole idea is not doing those same things. You can't want something different for yourself with the same things that you've been doing, the same way that you have been doing it. There has to be changes made. There has to be some new restructures. There has to be some new, you know, ways of organizing and new ways of doing things so that you can expect and get a different result.
Now, before I open up the lines for people to comment, I hear a few things that you're saying, to be open to things out of the ordinary so you won't continue to move backward. That was powerful right there. That was powerful. Be open to things out of the ordinary or things that are strange, because sometimes we want to cancel out really fast those things that are out of sync or out of ordinary in our lives. But sometimes I think those shifts happen in order to make a shift. I think sometimes things have to get a little strange in order to kind of let us know that we need to either level up or evolve in some type of way and not stay still. So we got to we have to be open. Like you said, we got to be open to the change that is going on around us. And I think that is that our second talking point is realizing or having some realization that now I need to embrace what's going on. I need to embrace my process. Like, embracing to me is, what do I need to learn out of this particular situation? And I'm talking about myself. What do I need to learn in this standstill in my entrepreneur business and excelling forward? What do I need to, what do I need to embrace? What do I need to tap into to take the next step forward, so I can excel and I can exceed, you know, succeed.
Yeah.
So it's almost like tapping into your own personal abilities per se to be able to survive in the, not so much as chaos, but survive in the change. A lot of people don't survive the change.
Yeah.
They become complacent in the change. Woo. Okay.
Mm.
All righty. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone line to see if anybody has any comments. 501-513-801, welcome to the show. We are talking about pursuing the processes that birth true personal transformation. Do you have any comments or questions about what we're talking about so far? 801, well, I think we can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Actually, I'm going to thank you for having me on the show, and I'm glad to be on the show. Great topic, great subject. I can relate, but right now I'm going to just listen a little bit longer before I comment.
Okay, I will come back to you. Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and keep your mic open, so mute yourself at will, okay? Thank you. Area code 513-619. Your mic is open. Welcome to the show. Do you have any questions or comments about what we're talking about as far in relation to pursuing the processes that birth true and personal transformation? 619.
I just got on late. Only, not even that I have a question. For myself, when you're talking about transformation, I believe the only way to grow is to, what I like to call it, sit and be still. That takes a lot for someone to meditate on what's going on in the world, what's going on in their lives, and in their family's life, to sit and be still and to pray on those things what is heavy in the heart, because God hears all, whether we're speaking it or whether it's in the heart. And when you don't sit and be still and learn how God is speaking, because it's not necessary through words, could be through action, could be the movement of somebody else, it could be solace that you see in someone, it could be empathy, it could be support, it could be just one-on-one, giving somebody your time, which is the most precious thing anybody could give anyone, especially during this time that we're going through now, is giving someone your time. So that even involves transformation. That involves stepping out of the ordinary to give someone your one-on-one and not be so judgmental, but just to listen. I don't have any words for you, but what I can do is sit and listen to you. And in turn, maybe there's some, you know, growth process in that as well. When you sit and be still and listen to someone else that may have complaints, listen to someone who just may need an ear, you'd be surprised how much of that internalizing for yourself that you can even grow out of that, that you were someone for somebody else. And a lot of times the process, transformation is not even, you know, for yourself at times. It could be for someone else. And even though those processes, whether it's maturation, whether it's, you know, trying to develop financial stability, whether it's about your own health or whatever it may be, you know, just internalizing that, what more could I be to someone else if they weren't even there for me? What else can
I do
to better myself that I may not get from someone else? And two, be able to recognize what is that? Because it's different for everybody. So it was just
that's
a
good
thought I was having, really, you know, not necessarily questions, but just some thought processes I'm going through for myself as well.
Okay, that's powerful. That's powerful. I'm going to leave your mic open, so go ahead and mute yourself at will, and I will definitely come back to you. Kids, did you want to respond to what she said before we move forward? Because that was powerful.
Yes, you said a mouthful there. That was absolutely, like you said, just powerful. One of the things I take is that, you know, as people, it is hard for a lot of people to just sit still, to just be still, be alone and be still. It is hard. So, you know, that alone said a lot when it comes to a process, when it comes to a transformation, when it comes to pursuing things. Sometimes you have to learn how to be still. Not even sometimes, but a lot of times you have to be still so that you know what it takes for any process that you are going through, so that you know what you are to get, so that you know where you have been and where you're going, and so that you're able to hear and discern for yourself what you are supposed to be doing and what needs to happen, what are the next steps. I love that. That learning how to just be still, that learning how to sometimes be alone, that is amazing. I love that. That's
yeah.
You know, I was pulling on that because that's important when you're going through a process. That time that you have to take to just be still and make sure
yeah.
you are hearing everything the way that it's supposed to be. I think that's where a lot of us fail. Is because we become distracted. That's what happened. In the moments that we're
yeah.
supposed to be still, we become distracted.
Yeah,
and looking
at what we're talking about, like the caller said, when you're pursuing a process, sitting still is, like you said, is necessary. Analyzing what's going on. I think I heard you say, learn what God is saying through you or through somebody else and giving
yes.
sometimes even your time. And I think she said, I believe I heard she say, step out of the ordinary. She said something about listening to other people. Sometimes when you're sitting still, it's not always in giving advice. It's not always in having the answer, and this is what I took from what she said. Sometimes it's just sitting still and listening to someone else, and then we can grow. Our personal growth develops in somebody else. And I believe I heard the word empathy when she was
yeah.
talking, and grow listening through other people, and then that's how we can pursue our process. Because sometimes when we're going through our process, or we're pursuing or embracing what we're going through so much, we forget to see what other people are going through, and just sometimes listening to them can encourage us and our process.
Yep.
That's powerful right
yep.
there. Thank you, caller, for that. You just got the phone lines lighting up on that
yeah.
one. I'm gonna move on real quick. 706, your mic is open. Did you have a question or a comment?
I do. Good afternoon, ladies. I have a comment. When it comes to our lives, I look at my life as if I am an inventor. And if you look at every great inventor who has an invention, it's something in their mind, and they're trying to bring life to, you know, what it is they have in their mind. So they start to go through a process, and they find out that certain parts of the process work well and others don't. So when they start to put together that process, until it actually comes to fruition and they can bring life to the project, there are failures. But you take from that process the things that work, and you keep those, and the things that didn't work, the cause the process or the invention to fail, those you cast aside and you learn from them. You take the data from them to know what to do next time so that it works. As many times as you go through that process, eventually you have an invention that is worth, presenting to people and something that can be seen. When I decide to make changes in my life, that's how I approach it. I'm an inventor. I have an invention. It is me. I'm deciding what I'm going to keep, and I'm going to think about what needs to be discarded because it's just not working for me well. And I'm going to make changes in those areas. And then whatever I come up with as the new process is going to determine what the outcome is.
Oh, that's powerful, because how I look at it, it's called process of elimination to me. I'm just going to sum it up. Process of elimination, what works and what doesn't, even in your processes. But sometimes the things that don't work are the very things that process us even more, or the very things we need to embrace, which means the things that don't work are learning curves in our lives. Like, okay, this doesn't work, and right now I don't want to eliminate it. Let me analyze it. Like she said, the investor, let me analyze why it seems like this didn't work, or what could I learn, or what could I have done different, even in my process as I, pursue the process in my road to personal true transformation. What can I learn differently? So we're going to go on. Caller 612, your mic is open. Did you have a question or a comment? 612.
No, I'm just listening. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to leave your mic open then.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Caller 602-513-602, your mic is open. Did you have a question or a comment? And welcome to the show.
Just listening. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Caller 499. 513-499, your mic is open. Did you have a question or a comment?
Wes, I just wanted to say something about I'm really feeling about this topic that's going on, because I'm becoming – hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Okay, yes. And I'm, transitioning from the dark world into – the light, and as I sit here in this program, my peer told me to just sit in this, the different characters and different ways that people act, and I see myself, and I got a checklist, and I said, nope, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go back to that. So that's what keeps me saying, from where I was. This time last year, I was a mess. So, I feel pretty good about myself. And another thing that this past week, I really commend myself that I'm growing, because I had worked with a person that I hated. And my peer, when I met him, he was like, I explained to him what had happened. And he said, no, you ain't supposed to hate nobody. So I said, okay. I said, I just like this person. I said, okay. I really just like this person. He's awesome. But this past week, I feel that I'm going to my situation, because we got in there, and my peer has helped both of us, tremendously. And we got in there, and we did what we need to do, and, we didn't argue or nothing. And I was like, wow. Then I shared it in my group, my group that I go to. And I was like, I feel that, I'm growing, It's a process. It's processes that I have to go through in this season, but I'm going to make it, So that's why I'm
wonderful. That's awesome, because I hear a few things, and I'm gonna let the Tiff talk in a moment. But what I hear is you have embraced the fact that things have changed in your life, but now you're watching, like the caller said, sitting still. It is not just like sitting still and not moving. You're sitting still, but yet you're listening and you're watching things, and now you're charting your own personal transformation. And the key is, when true change comes in, when you can see your own personal ugly, when you can unveil your own ugly outside of looking at somebody else, that's pursuing and embracing your own personal process. And then you talked about being around people that you really did not like, or working around people that you said the word hate, because hate is a strong word. So when I used to say, when the sting is gone, you know that you have been freed from that bondage of hating a person that bad. And I understand personally what that looks like, to not like somebody that bad, but to have that person in your presence and feel absolutely nothing. That's embracing your process of change, and that is truly on your road to personal transformation. So I commend you, caller, for, you know, for being honest and for being transparent on the show today. Thank you very much. Tiffany, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, no, you said exactly what, you know, what I was going to respond to and say. I love the fact that, you know, she said she said, and whether mentally it's a checklist or physically, you know, a checklist, I love the fact that she said, you know, that she was just sitting and watching, and she's saying to herself, like, no, you know, that's not what I want. That's not where I'm going. And I think it's so awesome when I would say sometimes God can put us around the same things we were in, or God can put us in the same, you know, place that we once were. And when we're able to go to that place and be like, you know, it's not looking at the person that's still in that place disgusting or anything like that, but it's just, you know, those things don't edify me anymore. Those things are no longer good for me anymore, and I'm so glad I'm surpassed that. And you're able to really reflect and see at a time where you was, and that's when you know, like you said, that you've hit that true maturity, that true growth, and that you are, that you've changed, and that you are mm-hmm. no longer, you know, in that same place that you used to be in, when you're able to look at where you was and just go, wow, to yourself, like, I'm so glad I'm not mm-hmm. there, or wow, I'm seeing a change. You know, you don't even realize sometimes how much you have grown until you actually see where you was. And so I think that's good mm-hmm. that you are at that place and that you are able to see that. So I commend her as well for the growth and the maturity that she is experiencing and being able to embrace her process. That's phenomenal.
Now we're going to go down the list because we got a lot of callers on the line. So 801, we are in some heavy conversation, and I know your mind is just turning over there. You have any questions or comments, or you want to interject on anything we said? 513-801. Coming back to you.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. And you're right. My mind is turning, and I'm always listening, even if I'm not able to speak. And I've had so many different levels of transformation in my lifetime. You know, yes, my mind is definitely turning, and it had me reflecting on a lot of my personal process. And one of the things that comes to mind is to not minimize the small beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that we understand those small beginnings could be the reasons for our biggest successes in the future. You know, one of the things that, you know, in my personal journey, and let me just say this, in some of our successes we think early on could be the reason for, you know, our biggest failure later on. So, and I looked at some of my personal successes in the beginning. Real quick, I went into a company, and months into that company, I came up with a system that would save that company $10,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that got me a lot of accolades and, you know, got me some, you know, a real good position there in the company. And after I left that company, I went into another company and tried to do the same thing. I said, all I had to figure out how to save time and money, and then I'm going to get all these promotions and I'm going to be at the top. Well, mm-hmm. I took what I learned previous company as a success, and I went into this other company and started trying to figure out ways to save time and money, and that worked mm-hmm. against me. It worked mm-hmm. totally against me. And what I learned, but some of our failures are really the biggest lessons that we can learn from. But what I learned from that is that just because it worked in one scenario doesn't mean it's going to be successful in another. Basically, the bottom line is every department is fighting for a budget. And what managers try to do, they try to get as much money in their budget as possible. So you can see how me coming in trying to change the amount of money that's coming into that department's budget, how that would affect. But it's all because I didn't know. I didn't know. So it's a real good idea to kind of do some research, pay attention to some trends. You know, some of the stuff that I thought was a success or gave me, you know, success, it actually worked against me in other settings. And then some of my failures, I thought, they worked for me. That's all I have to say right now. I'll be fine with it.
That's good. That's good. I heard a few things. Pay attention. That really stuck out to me, whether in business or your personal self. Pay attention and do some research in your personal growth. A lot of times we don't get into self-care to know ourselves enough. We research everything else but ourselves. What do you like now? Because even in any relationship, and when we grow older, our desires change, what we like and what we don't like. So the things that I liked at 20 are not the things that I like now. So that's doing research with our personal self. What do I like? What makes me happy? What gives me joy? And I use that overall holistically when he talked about in a process. Pay attention to your own personal growth. Pay attention to your own. I heard this today. Pay attention to your own personal brand and learn how to be you and flow in you and quit looking at everybody else. Another thing the caller was talking about, not to minimize the small beginnings. To me, the small beginnings are where the growth process starts or the pursuing of the processes start, because that's where you're going to learn, that's where you're going to grow, that's where you develop, that's where you're going to evolve. A lot of times we want to get to the big macro goal. But we got to do the micro first. We want to maximize everything, but sometimes we got to minimize it. Like the other caller said, and sit still and not minimize the small beginnings, because it's in the small beginnings that elevate us for the big things. Come on, Tiff, because I can keep going on that one.
You're going. That is just so good. You know, like you said, it's in the first steps that mean a lot to me, because you took the first steps. You know, you decided to be like, okay, I'm going to do it. And every little step that you take, you begin to take more, and the steps to even get bigger and bigger. So I never demise or minimize the first stages, the beginning, the first steps.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, like, you know, just so, so important, because, like I said, it's at that point, that first step, congratulate yourself just for having a changed mindset to say yes to something different, to say, to give yourself an opportunity at something new, at something different. So I you know, that's how I feel about those first steps that we take. The fact that you are able to just say yes when it's something that you know you wouldn't have done then, you know, I absolutely just, I love it. I never minimize my small beginnings and my small steps, because I know who I was then and how far that I have come. And if I did it before, if I made the decision to do something different or right before, then now that's become my new habit. My new habit has become in not being afraid to take steps into something new. I've created a new habit for myself. I've created something different even for my children. You know, I think those new small beginnings changes a lot, even for our families and our generations. Just eliminating the fear, overcoming. And so now you've learned how to overcome in those small steps, and that changed mind, and then you're able to even give that same to, like for me, my children. Now I'm able to do that for my children so that they don't procrastinate or be afraid or get stuck. So I definitely don't. And then being able to just walk them through those first steps and not feeling minimized for the process of the beginning. You know, because the beginning can be stressful for some people. You know,
it can.
But,
it can.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
But I like what you said. And to me, I hear learning how to be authentic with yourself first. Being authentic and realizing your inner strength, your personal strength, because we never realize how strong we are until we go through a process or we're pursuing a process. It's one thing to go through a process, but it's another thing to pursue. When you're in pursuit of something, you're embracing what's going on. And a lot of times, the process takes a little longer because we tend to fight against the grain, per se. I know I'm not alone. We tend to buck, you know, against what's going on. I'm not going to let this happen to me, you know. But when we talk about pursuing a process, that means I'm going to embrace everything that's coming my way. Some things I may not be okay with, and some things I'm going to have to be okay with. But whatever's getting ready to come my way, life or whatever, I'm getting ready to embrace it, which means I'm getting ready, like the caller said, I'm getting ready to sit still. I'm not going to minimize my small beginnings, the other caller said. I'm going to get my pen and my pad. I'm going to take note, like the other caller said. I'm getting ready to make my checklist out. I'm getting ready to embrace everything that I'm going through, because now I'm in the pursuit of the process, because I'm on my road to personal transformation, because now I know I'm not ever going to go back. So now I'm just going to embrace it. I'm going to embrace it so I can get to the next level. Caller 619, your mic is open. Did you have any questions or comments before we move forward?
Yes, what I end up checking down was actually writing down was embracing self-acceptance. We live in a world, a time where no matter what it is that you do, bad or good, of course everyone's going to hate. They can't wait to see you fall. Like you said, they can't wait to see you buck. But when you learn how to use self-acceptance and self-awareness of the process, you have to develop some type of perseverance and be steadfast in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving those successes. And a lot of times what we forget to realize is that, you know, we sometimes have to be our own role model. But the role model we should be looking for is I'm God's child. You know, and not necessarily for just his children, but for one another. And if somebody's looking at me, oh, wow, she's always going through hard times, but guess what? She's persevering through it. She's going through the process. She's being steadfast in it. No one's going to knock her down, because behind closed door, what people don't realize, for a lot of us, we're actually getting down on our knees and praying, because the devil works over time. You don't always be around. That's why we have what we call hard times and adversities and challenges and roadblocks. Those things are supposed to help us grow, to better recognize those roadblocks, to better recognize those things that bring us harm. It's also part of development, because without those adversities, we wouldn't be able to recognize all the great things that come our way. Like you said, it could be those little small steps. Just the fact that I can get up and you know, put on some shoes and I can go about my day, because a lot of that is not given to us. You know, be grateful that you do have that. But still, a lot of us walking around, I believe God puts everybody on earth, one, to help one another, to be there for one another. That's what we're here for. But we're so keen on knocking each other down, throwing the first fist, casting the first stone, you know, talk about how one another's back. In the midst of those transformation, we have to realize, hey, not only am I doing this for me, but I'm doing this for God. And mm-hmm. he's going to see you through all of this. You know, hard times are going to come. That's inevitable. You know, adversity is going to come. Mm-hmm. That's inevitable. Nobody can walk this earth and not be thrown stones, because those are the things when you walk in the light of God, mm-hmm. you're going to overcome those things. But to just be able to recognize and say, I know this is going to be for the better of me, and I just have mm-hmm. to stay on this trial of never giving up, not trying to, you know, being stubborn, to be persistent, to never give up on those dreams, to keep going and know that the mm-hmm. outcome is going to be greater than, you know, that little small picture we had for ourselves.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Tiffany, did you want to interject?
Mm-hmm. That is good. I was just sitting and just listening, because I'm like, you know, wow. I'm like, you know, and we've broken pursue down, and again, it's just a continuing effort to overtake, reach, and attain, and just with the things that she was saying, and it's like that's the whole pursuing of the process, being in that process, and like she said, knowing that this is what it's taking. These are the things that's going to happen. I realize this is what is going to happen, but I know that it is to grow me. I know that it is to mature me. I know that it's not just for me, but it's going to also help someone else. So just everything that she said just really, really hit on that meaning of just understanding that through your process and pursuing your process, your whole goal is just knowing that no matter what, I'm going to attain and reach where it is I'm supposed to be. This process doesn't feel good right now. This process doesn't look good right now. We're not told that life is going to be easy. We're not told that it's going to be a smooth ride all the time. We know that this is what is going to come, but what am I going to do to overcome my day? What am I going to do to make sure that even though they're looking, laughing, and they're waiting on me to fall, I'm not going to give them that? So just like she said, I'm going to embrace and just be happy that I can just get up, put on my shoes, and that I can still move through my day and do what I have to do and take care of it. And that's how we overcome and defeat depression. That's how we overcome and defeat poverty. That's how we overcome and defeat a lot of the bound and held back from the process, from the other side of the process and what that looks like. I really, really was snatching a lot of the things that she was saying and just, like you said, just embracing, learning to embrace the true pursuing mm-hmm. of a process and realizing and recognizing that this is what it is. This is the world we live in. This is the things that comes with it. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about it? Because ultimately, that's just like Nike. Just do it. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to overcome it? Or how are you going to, or are you going to let it beat you down? So I just, you know, I took a lot of that in.
It's a few things that stuck out to me. And one was, she said something to the fact of we have to be our own role model at times. Sometimes there's always not a point of reference out there. I know other people can give me high five on that. Sometimes you have to be your own role model when it comes to going through your personal processes or the pursuit of it. And then she said something that stuck out, you know, be the better of me. I got to be the better of me. I have to learn how to be the better version of myself. But then I wrote mm-hmm. down something while you were talking, and it says, I have to see the real me. A lot of times we look in the mirror, and when we're in pursuit of process, we want to see ourselves how we want to be. But in order for change to come, we have to see ourselves, our real selves, and then make the choice to change. Because sometimes if we see ourselves like we can do no wrong, or we see ourselves as perfect, or we see ourselves in our dressed up outer nature, we fail to really look within. Because when you embrace the process, you have to look at your heart condition. And I'm not talking about a physical heart condition.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the spirit and the soul. You have to do some deep diving to see the real you. And when you see the real you in your messed up, ugly state, and the things that need to be changed, and the mindset, and the layers that need to be pulled off of your mind, then you can really make the choice to make some lasting changes. And I think until we embrace that's a difficult part. To really, because now when you pull back layers, now you have to take a trip in time, and now sometimes you got to open up old wounds in order to be healed. Like the caller, you got to take a step forward. Sometimes that means being around people you really don't care for so you can get healed from that. Sometimes that means forgiving. Sometimes that means dealing with that anger that came from childhood, or dealing with that abuse that came from childhood, because those are the things that shaped us in our adulthood that's keeping us from moving forward or having authentic relationships or moving into entrepreneurialism. Those are the things that set up fears and roadblocks and barriers. So when we're talking about looking, seeing our the real me and making a choice to change, I think that's a deep dive within. Come on, caller 801. I know your wheels are turning. I know your wheels turning, 801.
My wheels are certainly turning. I'm getting a lot out of this. And I can definitely relate to a lot that's been said on the line. There's another scenario to being totally transformed. I don't know if we spoke about it or not, but right now, in my personal situation, I run into some health problems, and I've got all these ideas and things that I would like to do, but because of my condition, and I guess I can look at it as if a previous caller said, I'm to sit still by doctor's orders, you know, pretty much. And I was having I've got this idea, and I've been, you know, having this idea for my own personal business for a long time. And I've been sitting on it, and not long ago I saw someone else. It's almost like they stole my ideal, and they're up and running. And, you know, I guess if there's anybody or any suggestions on, you know, how do you stay encouraged when there's something physically going on with you that you can't do what you want to do or what's in your mind to do. And I'll listen if anyone's got any feedback or comments on that.
Okay, that's good. And let me get the question right. How can you do what you want to do when you're not physically able, when you have – so I'm going to put it in terms where I can understand. You have this great vision, and I'm going to assume that, like the word says, you got the vision, you wrote it down, and you made it plain. Now all you have to do is run with it. But like the caller said, that some processes you have to sit still. So why, to me, thinking why you're sitting still under doctor's orders, because you have to have, and everybody knows this on the line, you have to have a certain momentum to run a vision. Because when with that momentum, you have to have encouragement, and with that encouragement, you have to have a stamina. So with those things, and you can have those things sitting still, and the momentum should be, let me get healthy, let me get better. But while I'm getting healthy and while I'm getting better, I'm tweaking the vision over here. Because even though this other person maybe doing similar to what I wanted to do, it's not going to be what was given to me exactly. So you still have it. It isn't lost. Life has just happened like it happens to all of us. Everybody in life goes through a roadblock. Everybody has a stumbling block. Everybody goes through change. Everybody goes through something in their health or their mental state that seemed like we come to this sudden stop and then everything shifts. Those are processes. Now embrace what has happened to you. Embrace the health issue. Okay, now I'm embracing it, which means now I got to get healthier. How can I take the steps to work on what's going on in my body so I can be the best version of myself for the vision that God gave me? So while I'm sitting still, while I'm following doctor's orders, I got my pen and my paper out. While I'm sitting still, while I'm following doctor's orders, now that I have my pen and paper out, I'm writing down the vision. I'm writing down in detail how I'm going to do it. I'm writing down my financial plan, how I'm going to do it. I'm researching, like I heard you say, I'm researching now what it's going to take to get it done. Now I may not be to run like I want to in the business, but now I'm going to find like-minded people that can have feet for me and run, and I can sit back and run it myself. And come on, I'm talking, oh my goodness, now I can connect with like-minded people that will run my vision for me, and I can sit back and be the CEO and still follow doctor's orders till I'm able to fully get up on my feet and move towards that vision. Oh my goodness, mm-hmm. I just gave the whole plan. Yes, I mean, that's a visionary. That's a visionary. That's still moving. That's still seeing what you see. That's still being motivated, and that's also embracing your process, and you're moving towards personal transformation, but yet you still got a vision because your vision is not dead. Your purpose is not dead. Your destiny is not dead. You're just going through a process, and that's part of embracing. And to me, Tiffany, and I'm going to let you finish it up, to me, that's moving intentionally. That's moving with intent.
Intent movement. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's really good. You said it all right there. You said a lot of it, and I was sitting over here taking notes for myself, you know, because I could relate. I felt that way too. I was in a place where I'm like, okay, you know, something that I love doing, I was not able to do physically anymore because, you know, it took a toll. It just took a toll, and it was like, wow, what am I going to do? How am I going to stay encouraged? How, you know, and I had to learn other things in that process. I embraced it, and I was transparent with myself, like, this is what it is currently, but I can still, there's ways around where I can still do it. It's just like you said, you know, until you're able to get up and do it yourself, how, you know, the plan and how to be able to run it. For me, in a relatable situation, you know, I was a praise dancer, and then I was told I have, by the time I got to a doctor's office, it's like stage 4 osteoarthritis in the knees, and it's like, well, what happened to the other stages? But it set me down, and it took a toll on me, and it really hurt me because that's something that I absolutely love doing. And I could have easily just been like, okay, well, you know what, I'm completely over with dance. But then I have a daughter that loves dance, so why not teach her? So even though I'm not the one that's physically able to do the movements right now, I'm still able to teach it to other people. I'm still able to give that same energy unto other people. So it's still a fulfillment for me. It's still something that is getting done, whether I'm the one physically doing it or not. I'm still able to be a part of that vision that I have. I'm still able to be a part of that puzzle, mm-hmm. that needs to be completed by sharing the gift with others and teaching them. And then to top mm-hmm. that, not only that, but it ended up opening up a door for something else for me that had it not happened, I would not have seen or maybe even took a hold of it. But it's helping and it's working, and it's going to allow things that I want to do more of to be able to be done. So, you know, I heard him ask about being encouraged. encourage yourself by one, don't think that it's a fallen dream. Just like, you know, Stacey said, don't think that it's gone and it no longer exists because of your physical being right now. But instead, you know, okay, well, what are other ways around it where it's still happening, whether you're able to physically do it or not, it's still coming to pass. It's still going to happen. But as you said, there is some tweaking that's going to take place for the moment until I'm able to do physically what I need to do and have it done. It's not over, but I love everything that you said. You know, I wrote it down for myself. Yeah, giving me the plan. So I'm just that was really good what he said, because that's true. Yeah. And I think a lot of the times that transparency helps, having a transparent moment with ourselves.
I have a comment. I'm sorry, Tiffany, to cut
you off.
Go ahead.
You're good.
Well, in the midst of, you know, his feeling these obstacles, I think, one, just to not give up on that faith. If this is something in his heart, that's what God wants to please him in as well. So maybe it's just a test to say, okay, I kind of knocked you down. Do you still have faith to pursue this particular aspect of your life? Is it something, because now that you're kind of not being stable, is it something you still going to pursue? Or because that this one thing came and hit you, now, again, my favorite thing, you have to sit and be still. It's just what you really want. If it's your faith, and if it's something God had put on your heart, then, you know, be in constant prayer. Lord, guide me. Help me through this. This hasn't been easy. Mm-hmm. This is the first time this happened to me. I need you to speak to me. I need you to make it clear to me, is this exactly what you want me to do? Because, of course, I want to do things that makes me happy, but I want to make sure that it's going to put me in a place where it's pleasing to him as well. Because a lot of times God throws things at our heart and say, hey, this, it's not on your time. It's my time. And I need to take you to these other avenues before I first put you there. But it's never not to dispersuade you. It's just to make sure, heart of all hearts, is your faith strong enough to continue?
Now that was a mouthful. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, this has been a powerful conversation on today. I'm going to have to go back myself and listen to the recording. I hate to wrap it up, but we have to. We got about 2 minutes left. So I just want to thank everyone for calling in and your comments on today. As we continue next week pursuing the processes that birth true personal transformation, because even as we go into 2021 and we're fastly going into March, we need to get this the processes down. We need to embrace everything that is happening to us so we can fully walk in our purpose and our destinies, and we can pursue the right things in this life. So I want to thank my co-host Tiffany Hunter for just being committed to the vision, the cause. I want to thank all the callers for being transparent and open. We will be back here same time next week at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time for part 3 as we continue to pursue the processes that birth true and personal transformation. My name is Stacey Johnson. Have a wonderful and productive day, and keep being the best version of yourself.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.